Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
This is Here and Now from NPR and WBUR. I'm Jeremy Hobson. If you feel like your flights are getting canceled more than they used to, you're right. In addition to the winter weather that frequently snarls travel plans, there's an incentive for airlines to cancel more flights. It's called the tarmac delay rule. Let's bring in Seth Kaplan, Here and Now transportation analyst. Hi, Seth.
Hi, Jeremy.
So this is something that was adopted back in 2010. Remind us what it is.
Yeah, so when you have a flight that's stuck away from the gate on the tarmac, that's where the word comes from, for more than 3 hours, and the airline doesn't give passengers a chance to get off, doesn't go back to the gate, for example, the airline can be fined, and we're not talking about a small amount of money. It is $27,500 per passenger on the flight. So the quick math, Jeremy, tells you that's millions of dollars for a flight packed with passengers.
So they would rather just cancel the flight than risk having to pay that money.
Yeah, that's basically the incentive now. Clearly, that's a huge fine. Airlines don't earn nearly that much money. You can very easily wipe out a whole day's worth of profits from just one flight stuck away from the gate.
And before 2010, when this law went into effect, this was happening a lot. People would be stuck on the tarmac for hours and hours. I remember there was a plane, a JetBlue plane, I think, that was on there for 6 hours or more.
Exactly. Lots of JetBlue planes. In fact, that was the first widely publicized incident back in 2007. It was Valentine's Day weekend. I actually remember it well. I was stuck there at New York JFK. I happened to come in on Delta. But yeah, JetBlue had basically botched the planning for a snowstorm. And you had all these flights, as you mentioned, one 6 hours, but others various amounts of time, very long amounts of time, without food, water, overflowing toilets, and all kinds of awful conditions. And so that, combined with other subsequent incidents, convinced people that, you know, this is enough. And that's where the government got involved and said, we're going to use a little more stick along with carrots to convince airlines to do anything possible to prevent that.
So how much have cancellations gone up as a result of the tarmac rule?
Well, in the first few years after it, they went up significantly. We're not talking about, you know, double or anything like that, but a meaningful percentage. Since then, airlines have kind of gotten their hands around it, but they are much more conservative about canceling flights well in advance of a storm. And what that means, Jeremy, is that because, look, even with modern meteorology, you don't know exactly what a storm is going to do. If you're trying to cancel flights a day or two out, instead of just sort of flying as long as it's safe to fly and then stop flying, you're going to end up as an airline canceling some flights that, in retrospect, you probably didn't have to cancel. Now, the flip side of it is that after the storm, it's a little easier to get things going again. Nowadays, airlines kind of leave everything in position so that they can restart again after the storm. So fewer cancellations then, but more cancellations going into it. Probably more people inconvenienced in the aggregate, but more comfortably than they used to be because they, you know, they get the notification while they're still at home instead of, you know, sleeping on the floor of an airport.
So just briefly, is there any push to change the tarmac delay rule?
Yeah, there is, because airlines, first of all, have made the case that, you know, sometimes this is just unavoidable, and the DOT has been making exceptions on a case-by-case basis, not finding airlines. They're trying to be more systematic about it and truly get the benefit of it without some of the unintended consequences that we just talked about.
That is Seth Kaplan, Here and Now transportation analyst. Seth, thanks so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.